Greetings, people of Earth. Welcome to Theater of the Mind Players, your friendly neighborhood actual play show. We are playing Cyberpunk Red here today, and this is the second act of our first story called The Neon Parrot Pursuit. And if you want the full experience of this story, please be sure to check out the first act of The Neon Parrot Pursuit. You can find it where you found this. Otherwise, previously on Cyberpunk Red, our punks had been approached by the fixer Amaretto's son to help her find out what happened to her fixer mentor, Cricket Racine. They met at a dockside bar called the Neon Parrot and adjourned to hack into the data space around Cricket's houseboat, the Notel Boatel. They also had a brief interaction with a nosy neighbor by the name of Yama, who entreated basically everybody to come on the board and come on board his boat and lick champagne off of him. Instead, they decided to follow up on the lead that Stux had discovered by hacking Cricket's system and went to a brain dance bar called the Hot Box, where she was apparently meeting a fellow fixer by the name of Livewire to negotiate some sort of deal. When they arrived at the club, Boost McCoy decided to go in undercover as a simple brain dance client, and Stux and Winger were surprised to discover that security was being provided by the Popped Collar Posse, a gang that they were familiar with because Stux had once dated one of their members by the name of Trent, who, just as we ended our last act, they recognized was there with a freshly installed cyber jaw, courtesy of the actions that Winger took the last time that they had met. So we cut to Trent locking eyes with Stux and smiling.
Stux, no.
His top half of, or like his upper teeth are normal. His bottom teeth are chrome, all chrome replacements.
At the Slinger, I can do it.
No, you don't.
I got
no,
this.
No, you can't. No.
You get the information. Mm-mm. I'll tank this one.
No. What information? No.
I get you guys get the stuff. I got
this. Are you walking away from them so that it's just you still alone? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to start walking. I'm like, this just needs to happen.
Stux! Stux, come back! Just come back here, Stux!
Come on!
Well,
don't
Stux.
Kiss that gonk. Don't kiss him.
I always knew you'd come walking back through my door.
Hold me back.
I like
Hold
your new jaw. It looks really nice.
Yeah. No, it's top of the line. I mean, you know, since I had to get it replaced anyway, I figured, you know.
Top of the line.
Line, no. I figured, you know, I'd chrome it out a little bit.
It looks really good. It, you know, sorry about that.
Well, hey, you know what? What's in the past is in the past. I mean, just because you have a turbo bitch of a sister doesn't mean that... Are you like, who is apparently raising her hand in the background now. Just because you have a turbo bitch
turbo
of a sister...
Turbo bitch reporting for duty?
Doesn't mean that I won't accept your apology. Meanwhile, what's everybody else doing in the club? I know Boost is pretending to watch whatever, like, what did we figure out what we were joking about the various boring, like, that because we want, because you're there pretending to be under the influence of the brain dance, you bought something that was relatively like cheap and easy to, or not like plug in.
Figure out probably it, just something like sitting in nature.
Oh, okay. So like a central.
Given that, you know, we're all stuck in our corporate sky rises and that kind of stuff. It's probably
right.
Just, this someone like, went out to an actual forest and just set up a thing. And that was it.
And it's like, land on my finger, budgie. And like,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're kind of experience.
Yeah. Or Bruce is like a whole new. Okay.
I will say, if no one pulled me away from Stux, I'm like over her left shoulder, being like, no.
I thought Stux like no. Basically was like, you stay here.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can do what you want to do, but, like, I figured this is just an easier way. Like, you being there might cause more... Well, you being there might cause
I
a fight.
I loop my arm around Winger's chrome arm and lead her over to the bar where I'm going to ask after Livewire, and I whisper, just keep an eye on her while also watching my back, so... You got two eyes.
I can multitask. I got this.
I believe in you.
Multitasking.
So the bartender looks up and he's got like the deep V-neck you know, sweatshirt. And like it's like I'm gonna keep dialing the sleaze on this place up and look perfect. Back at the audience until you're gross. Like no more
gross and perfect.
Wait, so Jordan, are you at the bar about to talk to Livewire?
To the bartender to ask after Livewire.
Okay, I go with her because as we all know, anytime Jordan and I team up, it always works out.
Yeah.
Did you die last time?
What? That, I don't. What?
That's the joke.
What?
Jack, I've been thinking about your special abilities. Every character in Cyberpunk Red has a role, and they have this ability, and each role is a little different. And I was trying to figure out how you can use your ability. Your role depends on whether or not a character is already a fan of yours. So I'm going to offer you two options to do so. You can either make a role of your charismatic impact skill, which is a 4. Everybody's role skill is a 4. Against a target number of 8.
Oh,
or you can just spend a point of luck, and as it just so happens, the person who you're talking to knows of your work.
Rob, question.
Yeah.
Regarding luck points, how do you get those back? And does it happen with frequency?
You have that amount for the session.
Okay, so not the whole game.
Okay.
Then I will use.
Well, so just to be clear, you have that amount throughout this episode, the Neon Parrot Pursuit. That's how long until they fully regenerate. So it's basically smoke them if you got them.
Okay. Until we change our eye makeup.
And I will smoke
slightly
one.
Slightly different eye makeup.
Yes.
Mine will probably be wildly different, but let's be real.
The bartender is just like, he's sort of there, and then when Jack walks up, he kind of leans in and perks up a second and is like, excuse me, sir, are you Jack Pulse
in the flesh?
All right. You know, I saw you play at Silver McGillicuddy's.
Wow.
Was it like 2024? 2025?
It was 2025.
Damn, Jack, you're old.
I am not old. You're sure not thing. Here. You're talking to someone else. Go away.
Hey, hey. Lady, this guy really knew how, like, everybody talks about Johnny Silverhand, right? But Jack Pulse really knew how to take those same ideas, but craft such an awesome melody underneath it. Like Silverhand, he's a great rocker boy, and a great screamer. But Pulse was way more melodic. I mean, I don't mean. Well,
thank you. I mean, we all bow
that's
down.
That's our Johnny. So melodic.
The tubes of our love
my
was
name's
my favorite.
Not Johnny.
Sorry, that's our Jack. So melodic. Sorry, I've been playing too much of the actual video game. It's getting in my head.
We all bow down to Johnny Silverhand at the end of the day, but I appreciate it. That's lovely. She's not a music person, unfortunately. She's a little slow.
Can I get you something to drink, man?
Yes, I would love. Do you have a sticky yama?
We also call that champagne.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, people who want the full VIP bottle experience, you know, can order a bottle for their box. But you know what, man, I got this. I might just, and he goes and washes out a champagne flute and then comes back with the champagne and screws off the top and, pours it.
I nudge Jack's foot and, like, indicate towards the bartender and, like, raise my eyebrows, like, can you kind of...
Oh, get a second glass?
No! Oh. Ask about...
Oh, two, actually. Two of those.
Shut
up! Listen. Friend. Since you've told me how I've affected your life, perhaps you can affect mine. I'm looking for someone by the name of Livewire.
You trying to pick him up there, Jack?
Hey, go paint your face. Okay, I got this.
Oh, you're having a meeting with Livewire?
I'm not having a meeting, but I would like to set one up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and... give me a...
Does he have a secretary I could call?
Well, you can either...
Yeah.
You can either use your cinema or your charismatic impact on him, in which case it would be a... you roll your charismatic impact plus 1d10 against a target number of 8. You can give me a... cool plus bribery roll at a target of 10. Your choice.
I'll try going for the 8 on the charismatic impact.
Okay.
Hiap!
Don't fuck up.
So I got a 10.
Ooh.
I got a 6 plus the 4.
Oh.
Math.
Welcome to math.
I thought you rolled a 10. I was really excited for a second.
No. Oh, yeah, sure. If you want to meet Livewire, that's no problem. Hold on a second. And he puts his head to his temple and you see that he's activating a like a cyber brain agent. And so it flickers a little bit.
Is he like not all there right now?
Well, like, he's not in full, like, eye flicker mode, but he's definitely, like, you can tell that he's, at the very least, texting.
Right.
Like, brain texting. Okay. Yeah, just wait here. He'll be out in just a second.
Great. Thank you. And your name was?
Max.
Max. Lovely to meet you, Max.
Jack, wouldn't it be so cool if you signed his receipt? Give him something to remember.
Maybe a little tip while you're at it.
Nah, it's our... That's really cool that you want, you know, like, I don't have... What am I going to do, frame it? Like, I don't... It's just cool to have the experience, you know?
You're saying you wouldn't frame a Jack Pulse receipt? Take note, Jack.
I'll sign the receipt.
That's some cold shit.
It's Winger. It's Winger. Come
no,
on,
I know.
Y'all.
I'm just saying. That's cold blooded. Meanwhile,
line on the line with the total of our drinks and
meanwhile, minus whatever the Winger is paying for herself. I have to do some quick math here. And
all
let
of
me
it.
See if I can find my subtraction. And meanwhile, Trent and Stux. So, you want to drink? You want to do like a sex on the beach BD or something? Or...
Okay, we should, yeah, the drink would be nice. I mean, it's been a while. Let you catch up, see how you're doing. How's the fam? How's the...
I think you look over, as you're like, yeah, let's do a drink. You look over and you see that the bar is exactly where Winger and Sun and Pulse are located.
I mean, maybe not a drink. I don't know. You know, it's been a long day. I don't want to get too drunk. maybe we could oh, God. Yeah, maybe we could try one of those BDs. I mean, we could do one of those trail hiking ones that we were always talking about that we never did. Huh? You know?
I guess.
I mean, right? Hmm?
We watch as the camera pans across the back and we see Livewire walking towards the front of the bar. Livewire he's wearing a blazer with a floral print shirt underneath. And he has the two-tone look of a Van Dyke facial hair, but then like a shock white comb back, so, you know, sort of a blowback, slick back look to his hair.
So what's a Van Dyke?
Like that and like, that.
The style and the goatee.
And, this, yeah. And the soul patch?
Yeah.
Three Musketeers.
Like the straight down. Yeah. Like Three Musketeers as opposed to like a goatee.
Okay.
Like, basically, if Ethan wasn't, like, shaved the under...
Ah! Gotcha.
Yeah.
10-4.
And he walks up to Winger and Pulse and Sun and says, which one of you is Jack Pulse?
That would be me. Hello.
Mr. Pulse, nice to meet you. Folks call me Livewire. My business name is Wilson Crenshaw, though. Can I transmit my info to you?
Absolutely.
And he basically pulses the email version of a business card to you.
Do you prefer Mr. Crenshaw or Mr. Wire?
Livewire. I mean, folks call me like, Livewire. So okay. If we're doing business that, you know, I mean, if you're going to drop my name for other people, then that's probably the one that you should use because that's sort of the brand that I'm going for.
Gotcha, Livewire. Gotcha.
What can I do for you, Mr. Pulse?
First off, I would like to introduce you to my good friend, Amaretto Sun here.
Livewire, hi.
Hi. Did we establish if you had met before or not?
I don't think we established it. I'm not sure if he would know if I'm connected to Cricket, though.
Would you? Which do you prefer?
Maybe him knowing. Him knowing I'm connected to Cricket.
Why don't you go ahead?
Same time. Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead? That's why I asked. Don't you go ahead and give me a human perception roll here?
Yep. I'm going to be utilizing my cyberware for it, just really giving him a good look over and listening to his voice. I'm gonna go into my Applesung cyber audio here, just really use the iLive voice stress analyzer.
Okay,
I love all of my cyberware names.
So,
Oh, wish DMP hat.
One of the house rules that we're using in this run of Cyberpunk Red is that anytime you have a piece of cyberware, if you define it with its brand name, it functions better than if it was just a generic piece. So when we designed these characters, we made sure to choose brand names because that's like one of the elements of Cyberpunk is it's not just a gun. It's a you know, a Hirokoshi M47 with recoil compensation.
It's a kawaii angry unicorn, very heavy pistol.
Right. That gives you a bonus. What, on the character sheet that you have, the higher number that's in parentheses is the number that you use when you're using that particular thing.
Yes. So I have a +2 to my normal +6 on human perception. So that'll be +14 to my 4 to an 18. 18 total.
Your ally definitely picks up when he go. He says, like, Miss Sun, so interesting to meet you. Like, uh-oh. Yeah. I know who she definitely, he definitely knows about the connection and is like, what are you doing here? But he's still shaking everybody's hand.
So I actually have a great conversation that I'd like to have with you regarding some recent work that you contacted Cricket for.
Cricket, there's so many people who come through the club. I don't really.
Oh, you're having a hard time remembering. Should we go someplace, you know, quiet to talk about it?
There's a lovely alley outside.
I think what my colleagues here are saying is that we should go somewhere quiet to talk. Hi, Winger. Nice to meet you. Let's go somewhere quiet to talk.
How about help? And he literally like backs away from you and goes ass over tea kettle over one of the couches.
Nice.
And that pulls the focus of the two other PCP boys who are now, you know, looking over your way.
No problem here. We're fine. He fell.
I mean, that's not a lie. He did fall.
Ducks?
Yeah.
Can you give me a personal grooming roll?
What?
It is actually a skill in Cyberpunk.
Where
is that?
It is a cool skill. It is one of the social skills.
Okay, one of the social skills.
Oh my god, it is there.
Oh my god.
So would this
god.
Be in the video game how you decided to style your, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I did a lightning bolt.
I'm really nervous to, like, roll bad on this, Rob. Yeah. 13?
Okay.
Maybe it's just how distracted this guy's going to be.
That's what it is.
Okay.
You know,
if you're looking good, so he's got to roll. It's basically setting the target number for the difficulty that he has to hit to notice that stuff's going down.
Okay.
Are you kidding? This dice has rolled 3 every time that I have rolled this dice.
I like that one.
Which means that he, like, the other two guys have started to move towards the rest of the crew, and Trent has, like, very subtly tried to, like, put his arm around you.
Okay, so I was going through my stuff on my character sheet, and I wanted to play a kind of a little bit of a dirty trick, and I don't know how this is going to work. So what I have...
That's always a great setup for me. Usually I'm like, yeah, okay.
Right, so I want to manipulate my Chimera shift tacts, which are contacts that change, and they can be set to react into hormone changes in my body.
Okay.
So I figure if we were dating, I had it set so it would change my eye color whenever I was feeling a little randy to be.
So you're like, yeah, preset 7 and like.
Yeah, basically. So I don't know if I need to, like, if that already counts as the role I just did.
Well, something like that, generally you get like a +1 or a +2 to a roll, so that probably would have added to your personal grooming roll, but that's a great detail. I'm glad, like, and had you suggested that ahead of time, that makes perfect narrative sense to me, so I would have let you do it. But I like the fact that you're like, all right, like, instead of, like, so, because it's basically instead of you know, batting your eyelashes, it's the I've got to turn on the Let me put my tongue down your throat, green, you know, shade of green, and
is that bedroom eyes
app? Yeah, preset bedroom eyes.
That's what I said. It's like green, and they're like blinking. And
oh my gosh, this is such a weird seduction.
Technology is weird, yo, but people are still gonna do it to bang. Anyway,
oh no, they turn like lilac purple or something, like not a normal eye color.
I think if Winger notices this, she's like, fucking shit.
What? Well, I probably did that because I saw the security guards going past and I'm like, fuck.
Luckily, you're probably distracted by the incoming PCP.
Yeah, like you that's really true. I was gonna that's say true. you're not really noticing this because you've got two goon boys who like as they have unfolded their hands, they both have gorilla knucks. So like basically the wrist kind of like flips out and over to give it's essentially the same thing that your Golden Balboa does. To turn your hands instead of just being fists, of being kind of like more macy.
So if they're gorilla knucks, does that mean they're branded by the band Gorillas? So they're a little more like they're more like animation looking.
Oh,
nope,
man.
That's Daft Punk. Sorry.
Yeah, kind of know. Sorry.
Since this is an open air BD area, if anyone walks past me, can I attempt to trip them?
You certainly can. Let's get some initiative going here. So everybody's going to give me a reflexes plus 1d10 roll. And that's going to determine the order in which...
Does a 0 count as a 10?
It does, but it doesn't pop.
Damn!
It does not pop because it's not a skill check. Jack, what'd you do? What do you do?
I got an 18.
So Winger, what'd you roll?
17.
Boost?
18.
And Sun?
15.
Stux?
20.
Ooh! We're rolling some bones tonight.
It's funny because I rolled what I thought was really good because I rolled a 10, but the PCP boys are still going last in the round because of everybody else. So, Stux, I'm basically going to say that as long as you maintain your focus on Trent, you're going to have him locked.
Oh yeah, for sure. If at all possible, I was thinking it might be an interesting idea, because I know at least Winger has cyber eyes to just like shut the power off to the lights. But if I need to just focus on keeping Trent occupied, I can do that. That's no problem.
Well, I would say that your choice here is either if you focus on Trent to keep him occupied, that's automatic.
Okay.
If you decide to do that hack thing, because you have to kind of split your attention, you'd probably have to make a more difficult role. Like okay. I would say that would be a interface role 12 because you're distracted. So do you want to make that role or do you want to?
I will just keep half an ear on what's going on in the background, and I'll just keep Trent occupied.
Okay.
Have you been working out? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, of course I've been working out. I mean, when you're the assistant director of security at a club, you've got to keep your mind and body like two razor sharp katana. Yeah.
Assistant to the director of the club.
Wow, assistant director.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I helped Livewire out a couple different times, and you know, he was nice enough to find he found me a decent ripper that, you know, didn't charge me an arm and a leg for my jaw.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna punch him again.
Oh my god.
So let's then bounce to either Jack and or Boost. Do you have a preference of who goes first?
Nope.
My plan is to try to trip someone as I walk past and then shoot them if I can.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a brawlin', I think.
You see me brawlin'.
Do I get any bonuses for them not knowing I'm part of the fight?
So I'm going to say, so 10, your target, I'm going to say, is going to be an 8 to trip.
I got a 16.
Okay. Nice. So sure enough, one of the guys comes walking past where you're chilling out. And do you just like leg trip him, or do you like get up
stick,
and
just stick out a foot as I'm drawing a weapon?
Okay.
Nice.
Heuristic of moves.
And go ahead and give me a pistols roll. Your target is going to be 13 because he's on the ground.
I got a 19.
Okay, roll the damage on your pistol, please.
14.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
On my 3d6, I got a 6, 6, and a 1.
Oh, you got two sixes?
Yep.
That means that you actually do it. It's a critical hit.
Oh, okay.
Pop, you, pop. You,
so, let me pull up the...
He dead.
Yeah. I'm assuming he dead, but I'm assuming also that Ethan wants to know just how he dead.
How dead? How much do he be?
Is it
how, be like what? That though?
Okay, so go ahead and roll 2d6 for me and tell me what you get.
7.
You trip him, bust out your what's the pistol that you have?
Volcanic Colt heavy pistol.
The volcanic and. It fires out, and you hit him right in the femoral artery, and it just starts gushing everywhere as he's like, ah! Curled on the ground.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Yeah. Then Jack?
Is Livewire still on the ground?
He is pulling himself up, but he has not...
As he's standing himself up, I would like to come up from behind him with the sword part of my sword cane around his throat.
Okay.
And say, we're going to go for a little walk, okay? And walk him outside to where Booth's car is.
Okay, give me a hosed. So he's going to roll his brawl. You're going to roll your melee weapon. And we're all going to have a really good time. So... your target is going to be a 14.
Okay, melee weapon base 14. Okay, here we go.
Nice.
19.
Okay.
Nice.
So, so he comes up, and I think he has like a small like pocket pistol that he's got out and
a polymer one shot.
Yeah, something like that. what would. I like the idea of like you can get these guns in like vending machines, but like maybe they have like a little like this bullet brought to you by the Coca-Cola Company, kind of like, you know.
Manticore.
Yeah.
It has a Baja Blaster.
Oh, that's brought to you by Pepsi.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Brilliant, nice. Jordan. Brilliant. Yeah. He pops up a Baja Blaster, and it is, of course, that same radioactive bluish green. Mm-hmm. Like it's free with your purchase when you buy like a 5 Eddie. Like a Eddie box. It's like you get the soda, you get the soy burrito, and you get the Baja Blaster.
Dude.
Before he can do anything about it, Jack has the blade up, and he's like, "It's not even loaded."
First of all, shame on you for buying a Baja Blaster, you cheap son of a bitch.
First of all,
oh god,
I have many critiques about your cyberpunkness. First of all, how dare you? Second of all,
also your goatee is ridiculous.
Also, you're tacky. Ha.
I'll just send you guys. So I had a specific celebrity in picture. Like when I do these shows, I have a specific celebrity oftentimes in mind. So maybe that's something that I should send out to the Patreons, is if you want to know who I'm thinking of when I do these things. But I'll send it to the crew, and I'm sure they'll come back and be like, we should have just cut him in the face a lot. Anyway.
The who's who.
Okay, yeah, no, we I like talking. Do you like talking? you're a rocker boy, right? Maybe we can sing. Maybe we can do a musical interrogation. Just don't cut my throat, okay?
Oh, I love talking, but right now I want to see some walking.
Then we cut to, I think, Winger.
Hi.
You still got
I would like to walk up behind Trent.
Oh, you're going to take out poor Trent?
Yeah. He's distracted as fuck. It's a good time to do it. And I'm going just with my golden balboa arm, and I'm hoping that he's gonna I'm gonna walk up behind him and hoping he's gonna recognize the sound of the glove coming out of the arm. So I'm gonna walk up behind him, and then you hear the click 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 click. And this.
I'm sorry. Don't you hear the click 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 click?
Adrian!
Ding ding ding! And then.
Oh, it's the actual recording of Apollo Creed at the end of Rocky going
ding, ding, ding
with the mouth ding. Guard. Yeah.
Oh.
Ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and he turns and gets out a motherfuck. Okay, roll it. Your target to hit him is going to be... Let me set the target before you roll, because that way you're going to know how much... If you want to do luck or anything like that.
And I do want to go in on this with my my combat awareness set to fumble recovery. Just in case. We don't want to fuck it up.
Is there anything that I can do? Because I probably saw her walking up behind him.
He distracted as fuck.
Like, extra distract him?
No, he's... Okay. Like, basically, normally in a... a melee combat situation, it's an opposed roll, but because you're giving him your bedroom eyes 2.0, he is going to basically just be rolling his. Normally he'd get his evasion skill, but because he is distracted, it's not. So
10-4.
Your target is going to be. Oh, actually, it's still pretty rough. 15.
Oh, we got this. Don't worry about it.
She's like, do you know how much?
No, this is an 18.
So. Okay. So go ahead and roll your attack there.
Going for the purple dice because it matches my eye makeup today.
Hey, yeah.
Probably his face after the bruising.
Uh-huh. That is a 10 damage.
Okay. All right. So, ding, ding. Boom. He goes spiraling into two people that are on one of the other open office plan couches, and he gets back up, and his jaw is about one inch to the left.
This is my new favorite running joke.
Okay. So let's see. That was Winger, then Sun.
I'm going to look at the last remaining guy, and I'm going to ask him, now... Do you want to keep coming at us, or do you want us to just return your boss in one piece?
Go ahead and give me a... Do you have Intimidate on your...
I have Persuade.
Yeah, let's do Persuade. I think your target here is going to be a 10.
I have a base of 10, so I have a good feeling.
Don't roll that one.
That is 18.
Okay. Nice.
Rob, I almost had a heart attack because it really passed the one. I was like, I should.
I forget that with you, Jordan, I do the reverse psychology of like, you're going to roll a 10, it'll be fine. And then it doesn't.
Then I'm like, okay, well, let me switch dice.
I mean, Rob is looking like a cyberpunk Palpatine, so I'm just like.
Man, I don't want to have to find a new gig. All right. Just bring him back, okay?
Sure thing, hot stuff. And I walk after Jack.
And we cut to, live wire getting chucked up against the wall and the tip of the sword cane, you know, right at the chin. We can work this out, right?
Quick
there
question.
There's clearly a mistake.
Where are you, Amaretto, right now? Are you with me?
I think, so. Yeah, we'll, yeah. We cut to the two of you at the very least.
Okay.
I'll just say to him, believe it or not, as much as I love to talk, I'm not the one who's going to do the talking. And I let Amaretto, with the sword still at his throat, like, let Amaretto do her.
Yeah. So, well, when he sees you walk out, he goes, okay, I have some great news for you. I'm pretty sure the Cricket is still alive.
Wow. You could have started that off better, Livewire.
Well, okay, look, I'm paying those guys, you know, hundreds of eddies a day. Of course, I've got to see if they're worth anything, and clearly they're not. And I need to upgrade my protection, so I would like to thank you for doing that for me.
I just provide a service occasionally that is valuable to everybody around me. But you're not going to be able to provide services very soon if you don't start giving me actionable information here.
And I press the blade a little harder.
Okay. I know that Cricket is currently in the hands of the 666. I don't know the details of why they wanted her, but I know that. But, you know, Morningstar likes to run. He runs BDs of people, like, you know, riding their bikes. You know, people like to get that you know, Born to Be Wild feeling. And he told me that there was some sort of deal that went wrong, and that if I ever wanted to help him out and make a little extra money to set her up. And I did, and I'm really sorry, but I know that they wanted her alive. So, huh? That's a point in my point, right?
That is stopping you from walking out of here with a hole. So that's good information.
And I think that's great information. So all you got to do is find the 666, and that's where Cricket is.
Where'd you set her up at?
Here. I had Max, Slipper, and Mickey.
That's great. Who showed up to pick her up?
Star did. So whatever's going on between them, it's big. Like, you don't, if you're the leader of a nomad gang, you don't come yourself unless you really want to do something mean, you know?
Where were they headed? Straight back to base?
I'm guessing.
Here's what's gonna happen, Livewire. You're gonna walk away. You might even have a good rest of your night. But just so you know, when you set up another fixer here in town, that doesn't escape everybody's ears, and they're all going to hear about it. So good luck with your fixin' dreams, and, you know, maybe I'll call on you again sometime when I need a roofie.
I've got plenty of those, and that was an illiterate request. Okay.
I pull my blade away, and I say, I pull my blade away and I say, that may be what Amaretto said, but Cricket's my friend too. And I stab him in the leg.
Yeah!
Nice. Nice.
That's fair. As we cut to the other three punks, like, I'm assuming you're kind of doing a orderly retreat. You know, Winger's got her nuts up, Boost has his gun out.
I absolutely punch Trent like one extra time that I don't have to.
is he knocked out?
He is not going to fight anymore, because I think actually what happens is he got up and you hit him again, and then he was like, nope, okay, I get the thank you.
So I have an evil idea.
Do it.
I want to wipe all their hard drives.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Like, yeah. I will spend whatever I need to spend to completely wipe every electronic system in this place.
Just like a big ass EMP.
Well, no.
Whatever.
So,
just a virus.
Well, I think what happens is Boost pulls up the rhinestone. Everybody gets in, and it's like, where's Stux? And then she comes running out and it's like, go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go.
And it peels off and we just cut to the inside of the hot box as one by one, the glasses pieces that are the lights flink out. And it's bar time, 2 a.m. All the lights come up and everyone is like, oh, what? I caught it. As Livewire limps his way in, like, sorry, no refunds. And then quickly flips out, back out the door. And that is where we will end this act of our tale of Cyberpunk Red. Please be sure to return to find out the thrilling conclusion of the Neon Parrot Pursuit. Just repeat to yourself, it's only a game. I should really just relax.
This is Tawny coming at you from Theater of the Mind Players to let you know that our theme music for the intro and outro was done by Exandroid. All of our backing track is coming at you from Dark Fantasy Studios. We also want to give a quick shout out to Arc Dream Publishing and Evil Hat Productions for sponsoring our show. Don't forget to like, share, rate, and subscribe wherever you see Theater of the Mind Players, especially our YouTube. Thank you and good night!